Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening into the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed with a treat, and the treat is that we're going to learn some things that most of us didn't know, and we're going to learn it from somebody that is an expert in their field when it comes to the subject at hand. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about quality shop at home window coverings and what you need to know. And we're going to have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Roger Wiles and hopefully also his co-owner, Kimberly Wiles. And they're going to share with us a lot of the information that we need to help us not only shop effectively, but get quality goods and also get quality service from the vendors that we're dealing with to make our homes more comfortable, more beautiful, and, of course, more livable. Anyway, Robert, how are you today? Roger.
I'm doing great, Z. How are you?
I'm always all right, so I can do better. You know, I hang around people like you more, and I'll do a whole lot better, I think.
I was thinking the same thing for you.
Oh, you're real kind. He's also very humble, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is a phenomenal individual with, again, a plethora of different skills that some of them he hasn't even been kind enough to share with us yet. So, again, there's always going to be more to unfold as we go. Well, Roger, could you tell us a little bit about you first?
Well, it'll just be me today. Kim's keeping it all together in the office, so it'll just be me. So, I'll be it. But both my wife and I are originally from Western New York, Buffalo area, and we've been in Virginia here for 14 years now, and love it here. Three kids doing all their activities, and just outside of Fredericksburg, it's a fantastic area. And we purchased our Budget Blinds franchise a little over a year ago. And it's been going very well. Before that, I was in sales for a number of years in the golf business. And Kim was a teacher, a paraprofessional, and has her master's. So we took the plunge, decided to take the plunge and start our own business.
That's phenomenal. You had that entrepreneurial spirit in your blood, huh?
Yeah, we did. We wanted to, kind of build something that gain some value for us and for kids down the road, and didn't want to get, 5, 10 years, 15 years down the road and look back and say, we should have done that, and regretted not doing it. So we decided to take the plunge and write the big check.
Wow. Wow. So you said you've been with Budget Blinds now for a year, correct?
Yeah, a little over a year. Yep, we started looking for different things probably 3 years ago, so we kind of took our time and had a little idea of our own that we kind of explored, and then as we were going through the process of, looking into small businesses, we came in contact with the franchise broker, and she presented a few different options for us, and Budget Blinds was one of them, and when we first heard about it, like, no way, doesn't sound like it for us. But the more we explored it, the more it was a good fit, great company. The company is owned by five California dudes, and the CEO was on Undercover Boss, last year, and so that gets replayed. But the more we explored it, and then went out and met them. It was kind of a good fit. So, good, really good people running the company, the franchise, corporate. They're involved. involved in it every single day. They're trying to find new ways to help us out here, you know, every single day. So it's really a great organization to be with.
Wow. How many franchises do they presently have?
Gosh, probably over 800 or so across North America. Number one window covering franchise in North America. You know, it's growing all the time. You know, so if anybody's interested in information on it, contact me. So we can definitely give you steer you in the right direction. But yeah, there's probably over 800 of them by now. Maybe 850 or so.
Wow. Well, that's actually impressive because, again, that makes the people listening understand that they're dealing with not only a reputable person, but a reputable company when they actually purchase from yourself. Could you tell us a little bit more about the blind industry and what you do for it and how you see it in the future?
Well, it's growing. It's predicted to grow about 7-8% a year for the next few years. And what we do as budget blind, there's a few ways to shop for blinds. You can go to, you know, the home improvement type store and go there and you can on your own. There are different retail stores you can go to, or you can call the budget blinds franchise. And what we do is we bring all of our samples to the home. And in addition to that, we have a true consultation. It's not just, hey, I want blinds for here, and that's it. It's, okay, well, why do you want blinds for here? Why do you want this application, not just blinds? Maybe it's shades or draperies or what have you. So what it allows you to do is look at different things in your own home with your own decor, match it up. You know, some people say, well, I want this in my bathroom. Well, might not be the right thing to put in your bathroom because of moisture or what have you. Some people say, I want real wood blinds. Well, you know, real wood blind in a real high sun area may not be the best thing to do. You may be better off, you know, spending less money on a faux wood blind, which looks just as good. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we do when we go into somebody's home. You know, it's not a high-pressure sale. We talk to them about what their goals are, what their objectives are. If they want to share their budget, that's fine. But, you know, then we kind of just, you know, present different ideas and that people can shop at home. It's more comfortable for them. A lot of times, you know, they don't have to take off work. They don't have to get into traffic. It's just a much more pleasant experience.
Yeah, that's very cool. So basically, to you, when you're dealing with somebody, they're not just a customer, they're a client, and you're basically taking them through a whole consultative type of a process also within their own home, which helps them to actually better match their needs. Because I know if you go to a regular store, you're kind of thinking that that color might work or thinking that that length may work to where you can actually pretty much to the inch give them exactly what they need. Is that correct?
When we show them samples, that's exactly what they're going to get, those exact same colors. And you're absolutely right about going into a store and saying, I think that might match up with my sofa or my chair or my wall or what have you. But, you know, my client yesterday, she took the sample and went up into her bathroom and matched it up perfectly with her tile. So, you know, you can't bring your bathroom tile into the store, you know, so... you know, it's definitely advantageous. You know, cellular or honeycomb shades, anything with fabric, that will also change color. You know, when you put it up to the window and put it up to the light, that'll take on a different hue. You know, it'll take on a little different color with light coming through. So, those are the kinds you only see in your own home. Things you only see in your own home versus shopping elsewhere. But yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I mean, people. You know, you get to see the look on their face when it gets put in, and they love it, and it, you know, totally changes their room and their decor. And, you know, people, I think they don't give enough credit to what window coverings can do to a room, good or bad, you know. And new ones really make a huge difference. So it's a lot of fun.
Right. Plus, you're also helping them with their acoustics within their house, sound quality, covering quality, you know, whether they want light to come through those particular shades or blinds or not. I mean, all of those different pigments and types of quality. I mean, to be honest, what you're giving the individuals, I mean, budget blinds is actually an understatement. You know, the name doesn't really even come close, in my opinion, to the value that you're giving to your clients. Because basically what you're doing is you're taking an item that would cost them thousands upon thousands of dollars to get a decorator in there that's going to do the same exact things you're doing at a lower price, plus coming to their home and providing that convenience. That's huge.
Well, I mean, we try to be about value and really getting more than your bang for the buck. You know, decorators are great, and if anybody's looking for a decorator, fantastic. We can, you know, kind of step in after the decorator, or the decorator can recommend us and show them different shutters and that kind of thing. But, you know, we also do the draperies. We also do panels. You know, a client today who just did some shutters. She did the first floor and went back, and now she wants to do the second floor and plantation shutters. So, you know, we try and give a lot of value. Now, as a budget blinds franchise, you know, we can purchase from any of the manufacturers that we want to, and I use only the major manufacturers. But because we are budget blinds, we're part of the largest window covering franchise in North America. Our buying power with these manufacturers is second to none. So we get things from the manufacturers that no one else gets. For example, no questions asked warranties. And I let people know that, and they say, well, what's that? I say, well, it's just exactly that. It's, you know, if your dog, you know, eats your blinds, and this has happened in the last 3 weeks, lady called me and her dog ate her blinds, we replace it one time for free, no charge, and that's backed by the manufacturer. So, you know, those kind of things separate us, we think, from the competition that's out there. And I think mainly, though, it's service. And, you know, I let people have my cell phone number. I'm available, you know, all hours. I try and get back to them, whether it's text or email or phone or what have you. So I think those are the kind of things that add a lot of value to a relationship with budget blind.
Huge, huge. That's truly huge. Well, so you said that you give out your own phone number and all of that. Well, since you brought that up, could you share with everybody if they want to get in contact with you or when they're ready to get in contact with you, how they can do that?
If they want to get in contact with Budget Blinds, it's www.budgetblinds.com, and we're in Stafford, Virginia, so it's /Stafford. But they can reach any Budget Blinds franchise by just going budgetblinds.com, and then if they put in their zip code, they'll be referred to their nearest Budget Blinds franchise. If they want to talk to me, I'd be happy to talk to them. My office number is 540-372-3425. So you can call anytime, and I usually get that message and return calls right away. So, but budgetblinds.com, and put in your zip code, and you'll be referred to the nearest one.
Or directly to you would be www.budgetblinds.com/Stafford, correct?
Stafford, yes, correct. Yep.
Outstanding. I know that you do different types of materials when you're helping people. You also do filming windows, is that correct?
I stopped doing the window film just earlier last year, for a number of reasons, but one of the main reason is that we would have to buy a lot of inventory to cover and compete out there with some of the other window film companies. So we just chose not to do that. But we do pretty much everything else. You know, shutters, shades, blinds, draperies, you know, you name it, we do it. We do some small commercial work. I'm doing some jobs for the local school system here, so, you know, we do a little bit of everything. I do some offices, some solar shades for offices, you know, everything but window film at this point, yeah.
Wow, so you really cater to your variety of customers' needs, and you seem to have a variety of customers. with different needs and wants and desires. That's huge. That's true.
Yeah, we
huge.
Do. I mean, it's fun. I mean, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, if it's customer calls them and they only want one shade or whatever, you know, they don't get that much attention. I mean, we try and treat every customer, whether it's one shade or 100 shades, you know, the same way. You know, I mean, that one shade could lead to more, and, you know, who knows? But, maybe that's all they'll ever need. But, you know, we definitely try and treat everybody the same way, whether it's one or more. And it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of interesting people and, you know, a lot of fun people. It's a good time. One gentleman, I'll tell you, this is kind of interesting one, Brush with Greatness. He was the original voice of George of the Jungle cartoon. I don't know if anybody remembers that one. I'm a little older, so. But, you know, those are kind of fun. Those are the fun things that happen out there, you know, when you meet people. So we try our best.
You know, it's really interesting. I heard a story not too long ago, and a person was talking about blinds, and it was an old lady that needed some blinds done, and every company that she called, they wouldn't come out to her because she was so far out, and she only wanted, like, the blind, I think, on her back door. She wanted to put a blind up there, and she called a bunch of companies. Nobody would come, and then this one company actually went, and they did the blinds for her. The guy showed up, did what he needed to do, and they thought nothing of it. And I think it was like 4 or 5 months later, her son actually drove up to the same blind person and said, hey, you know, you put up a blind for an old lady in this particular town, blah, 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 blah. And I'm really thankful for that. I'm her son. He had a 600,000 square foot house he had just bought, and he offered that guy to do all of the blinds in his house, blinds and draperies, you know, curtains and all of that in his whole house. So that's a good deal.
You never know where your next one's coming from. So just you know, there's a lot of windows out there, and usually people have more than one. You know.
Yeah.
When you only have one window, you really don't need us too much. You need a lawyer, I think.
Yeah, to deal with everything else. Do you have any success stories on somebody that you've helped? And how you've been able to help them to do what they do. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but any more stories of people that you've actually been able to get out there and help? I like the Georgia the Jungle thing. That was kind of cool.
I mean, it happens often. I mean, you know, there's so many big windows out there now that these builders are building that, you know, people, big, huge Palladian windows in the front of homes that, you know, they want those covered up. So we've done a number of jobs with motorization and covered them up. One lady wanted it for privacy. You know, it was a big window, and she just didn't want people to be able to see up in her second floor. But she wanted to be able to control it, so we did a motorized there. Another client, this was just a couple weeks ago, she lived with her mom. And her mom's mother was older. And her bedroom had big window in it, and it just got sun all day long. So it's just, you know, it's just roasting in here. So we talked to her, did the consultation, and we went with a blackout cellular shade, which, you know, totally took the sun out, blacked the sun out. The temperature lowered about 10 degrees, as you know, right after we put it up. And then also did sound insulator too. So, you know, those are the kind of fun things, and they just love it. And that was one person that called for one shade. So, you know, they just absolutely loved it. We gave a great price, you know, great service, and I think everybody walked away and was just real happy with the deal. So, you know, those kind of things we come along all the time. So,
That's pretty huge. I mean, I think it's pretty awesome because you get to help people, and any time that you get to help people, that's definitely a good feeling, and you like what you do, so that's another phenomenal thing. And of course, take care of the family. It's really cool.
This is true. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you get to see it before and after. You know, it's, you know, you go in and there's nothing on the windows. There's a new home, or they want to update it, and you talk to them and decide on a certain thing and put it up, and, you know, it looks great. So, you know, people can see those shots. We do take a lot of pictures. We do put it on the website, budgetblinds.com/Stafford. So, you know, and then there's a really great tool that people can search for on our website. It's called, well, one's a design guide, and two, the second one is like a virtual decorator's call, where they can plug in different types of window coverings with and change the color of the chair. They can change the color of the wall. There's a pillow in there. They can change the color of the pillow, change the color of all the window coverings. So that's pretty cool stuff. I mean, it's, you know, they kind of do their homework and check different things out and get an idea of what things might look like in their home before we even come in, you know. So if they get on the site and look for a virtual decorator, then they can play with it like that. So.
Very cool. Plus that you said that, you know, you well, that one lady, you definitely cut her electric bill or her her AC bill, because I know in the summertime it's got to get incredibly hot, dropping at 10 degrees. So you're helping people in other ways, too, their overall comfort, not only the appearance, but the comfort of their actual homes, the acoustics of their homes. So now we've got sound deafening, we've got heat, and we've also got cold, you know, keeping that out. Because I know that there's different shades that will also, and draperies, that will also help to keep that out, you know, if the windows aren't quite doing what they need to do. So I've never really thought about that, and the whole matching up the colors and the textures perfectly with the actual materials in which it's going to go in front of. Again, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot, especially when you're dealing with a non-decorating individual like myself who needs all the help that they can get.
We can take care of you. Don't worry about it. We'll come in, get you fixed up. No problem. We'll have it looking good in no time. I'm sure it looks good already. We'll give you some ideas and you can, you know.
Plus, you said you also deal with designers and things like that, so that's got to be a pretty huge tool and an access to them. You know, I think I might know a couple of people I can send your way. Maybe y'all could collaborate even more. That would
be
huge.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, designers, people are great. You know, that's a good referral for me, and, you know, they do their thing, and then there's some things that, you know, for example, blinds maybe, or, you know, shutters that they that you know they don't go into, and that's when they call us, and we can come in and work with them, of course, and take care of the customer. So,
well, you know, that's pretty interesting because all jokes aside, I just got a Facebook link from a young lady, and I asked her, did she know you, and she said no, and that she would love an introduction to Roger.
Oh, terrific! Just now, when
no joke.
When we're on the show.
Huh?
Just now when we're on the show here?
Yeah, while we're on the show.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well,
you'll get the information, but if you get something from a lady by the name of Susan, she's actually an independent design consultant. And she said, I would love to meet Roger.
Great.
So there's an introduction coming right there. How's that work?
That's perfect. That's great. You know, why did they know?
Huh?
Remember when I asked what your coverage area was, and you said kind of the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just so that you know it, she's in Dumfries.
Perfect.
So I think that falls in your area, correct?
Yeah, I just left Dumfries, yes. Right.
Outstanding. Well, I'm glad that we could be helpful. What else would you like to share with us about blinds and about what you do and your passion before we sign off?
Well, you know, it's just get on our site. You know, look for, you know, some of the testimonials on our site. I mean, we try our very best to do a great job and separate ourselves not only with the quality of the product, which, you know, a lot of them are, you know, made in USA parts, which you don't find anymore. But we're really with the service, you know, we think that's worth a lot. I mean, you know who's coming into your home. You know it's professional service. It's, you know, we have a lifetime service guarantee. You know, and we're here, we're local, we're part of the community. You know, so we wanna make a good impact on the community and treat each customer, you know, as well as we can. So, you know, I definitely appreciate your time and allowing me to be on your show. It's been that really went by pretty quickly. I mean, I thought, well, boy, what do I have to talk about for half an hour? And that went pretty fast. So I definitely thank you for that. And just anybody who wants to get a hold of us, please give us a call and we'll talk to them, come out and show them what a difference it makes to do business with Budget Blinds.
Hi, Roger. Again, I want to thank you for coming on the Zurian Show and for sharing all that information and for helping the school need to understand a little bit more about what you do and how you do what you do. I know we couldn't get into all the details, but I think we covered a good amount of information. But ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want to get in touch with Roger, please go to budgetblinds.com, Stafford, and you can get in touch with him, or you can actually reach him on his phone at 540-372-3425, and Roger or Kimberly will be more than happy to help you in any way that they can to make your house better, warmer, more comfortable, improve the overall quality of that atmosphere, because we spend all day at work and in cubicles and in offices, and when you come home, you want to relax, and Roger's there to help you to be able to do that in comfort and style. So, Robert, again, thank you very much for coming on the Zurian Show. I truly appreciate it, and it's an honor to know you, sir. It truly is.
Z, thank you much, and we'll see you soon.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Farewell, and have a great day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we had Roger on our show today, Roger Weil, an awesome human being. I think I'm having a problem talking today, but an awesome human being that has a great product, has much passion about what he does, loves what he does, and he would be more than happy to speak with and help any of you to get over your decorating hurdles, if you have any. Or for those of you that are decorators already, he'd love to work with you too, because guess what? The more you know and the more you share, the more we all know. And that's why we need people like Roger and Kimberly to help us along. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Have a great day, a great life, and I wish you all much success. Take care.